the question. So Tashima, come in there, I'll bring your proof. It says, Ey Mosai, Omru, when do we say the Lachar is? That Meis Habal, if the husband dies, is this right the Rishus Liav, that we say again, this Nara Hamarosa. She only has Kedushin, and she's still only a Nara. So she has a father over her. So now we need both of them together to make that for her, the father and the husband. So Ey Mosai, when do we say that if the husband dies, that the father gets the total power, the father can be made for by himself? Where the husband did not hear about it yet. Or else the husband heard about it, and he was made for the nether. Or else he heard and he kept quiet. In all these cases, the husband did not make a hakama yet. Therefore, umeis baibayim, and the husband dies the same day that he heard about the nether. That's the case that when he dies, his power goes over to the father, because we did not see a hakama yet. Therefore, it's good that the power of the husband goes over to the father. Now, v'yamrit, if you want to tell me that the halacha should be that gerushin kishtika damya, that when you give your wife a get, it's considered like you kept kishtika, it's only considered like shtika. It's not called like hakama. If so, listen to me. Why doesn't it say this chiddush also? Listen to me. Oishoma v'girush. Why didn't it say in a case where a husband heard about the nether in the morning, and before he did anything, he gave her a get? So if you tell me giving a get is less like a shtika, it's not considered like the husband was mekayim the nether, so now that he's shosak, he didn't do anything, he didn't make hakama. And after he gives her a get, he's not here anymore. He like goes out of the rishus. He gave her a get, so now she goes back to the father's rishus. So this should also be a case that the father now should be able to be made for the nedarim by himself. Why isn't this one of the cases? So midulay tani hochi, since this is not one of the cases that when the husband dies or goes out, that the neder goes back to the father, is shmamina, this should be a proof that we should hear from here that gerushin kakoma damya. You know why the price doesn't say it? Because that won't be, that's not the halacha. Because when the husband gives his wife a get, maybe that's considered like hakoma. So shmamina, gerushin is kakoma damya. And therefore, after the husband gives his wife a get, the father can't do anything. Because it's considered like the husband made the hakam already. He said the nether should be good, so the father can't do anything. So, this should be a proof, like we're saying now, that shtika gerushin is considered like hakama. Sumara says, if so, aim a sefer. What does it say over here? And what's the sefer of this? Like the Ran says, instead of being medayik from the ratio, that gerushin is kakama, daik me sefer the shtika damya. From the sefer, I'll bring you proof just the opposite. It looks like it's considered only a shtika. The Ema Sefer. Avalim Shoma V'kayim. Let's say the husband in the morning when he heard the neder, he was mekayim it right away. Oy Shoma V'shosik. Or else true, he kept quiet. But Umeis B'yom Shalachrov. The husband first died the next day. So it seemed like a full day went by v'shtika. So that's also considered like hakama. If a full day goes by, that's considered like hakama. These are the cases that now the father cannot be made for the nether, even though the husband dies, because he was already mekayim the nether, so there's nothing left, the father can't be made for it. Now, v'yamad, if you want to tell me, gerushin is kakom adami, that when a husband gives his wife a get, it's all considered like he wants to be mekayim the nedarim. He wants another in the nedarim to stay, so then listen to me, why doesn't it say this case also? Should have said this case. The Yimshoma, if the husband heard about his wife's neder, the Girish, and he gave her a get. Why doesn't it say that's also a case that now, when he dies, the power does not go back to the husband? And the svara would be, since the husband made a hakom already, that's it. He was mekayim the neder. So since it doesn't say in the sefer, there's no proof. Ela midaloika toni achi, shemamina gerish and kishtika dami. Since it doesn't say this is one of the cases that the husband cannot yashin, cannot give over to the father. So the chur must be that gerushin is called kishtika dami. So Mar says that lemihol lekla mashmir minoy. Thus, from our mishnah, for this din, he can't bring any proof from the reisha from the sefer, because the reisha is mashmir one way and the sefer is mashmir another way. Therefore, we can't bring any proof from this reisha. So far, we don't have a pshitas. What's the halacha when the husband gives his wife a get Is that called kishtika damya, or is that called kakama damya? So Mara says like this. Yeah, mahol lak l'mashrim we know he reisha davka nosis seifa mishum reisha, and he seifa davka if the seifa is the main one is nosis reisha mishum seifa. It says the reisha because of the seifa. So the kitzur from over here can't bring any proof. This thing Mara says Toshima, come I bring you another proof. Says Alocha Nodra when she makes a neder vi arusa. At the time when she made a neder, she was only an arusa. She had a husband, but they only made kedushin so far. Is Nodra vi arusa v'nizgasher, and then she received that she got a get v'nisarsa by bayim, and she remarried that day. Afinu lemei, even 100 times. Halacha is of viha ubailu achim afinu dereha. That's what I mean. That's what we had before. That the father and the last husband together could be made for the nadarim. Yeah. So it says clearly here that via Rusev and Izgarsha. It says clearly, even though the husband gave her a get, if she remarries now, the last husband could be made for her. So this should be a clear proof that Shema Mina Gerish and Kishtika Damya. This should be a proof that even though the first husband gave a get, it's only like he kept quiet. It's not called like he was Mekayim the Neder. Why? Because if you want to consider this as if he was mamish mekayim the neder, if so, then mimotze mefer oris achrein nidrei the ukim oris rishain. How could that be that it says that later the last husband could be made for the neder? If the first husband gave her a get, and you're telling me now giving a get is considered like you mekayim the neder, so if you mekayim the neder, that's it. The neder is mekayim. You can't do anything about it. So Mara says, so this should be a proof that Gerushin is called Kishtika Damya. Gerushin is not called like Kakama Dami. Therefore it's good that even though he gave his wife a get, if she remarries that day, she could, the last husband could be made for with the husband. So Mara says, no, maybe here is no proof. I tell you, Hocha B'may Askinen. Askinen, you know what we're talking about over here? V'shaloi Shomaris Rishon. That the first husband did not hear about it. That's all. She was married, true, but the first husband did not hear about her, and then he gave her a get. So then, that's pshit, it's not called kakoma. If the husband didn't hear about it, so even though he gives his wife a get, that has nothing to do with hilchos nedarim, whether it's considered like kakoma or not. So Mara says, that's the teretz, v'shaloi shomaris rishon. For the Gemara, yachi yivso ma'ira b'yayim. So why do you have to say that she remarried that day? Afilu liyacha me'yamim nami. Even if she remarried much later on. But since the first husband did not hear about the neder, it's never called like hakama. See, if so, it's true, according to Beis Hillel, the reshus of the Baal does not go back to the father, but hakoponim, whenever she remarries, no matter how later on it is, what is the din should be that the father and the oris could be made for. So Mara says, kishaloi shoma oris, v'shoma, I'll tell you, we're talking about in a case where true, the Yoros did not hear about it, but the father heard about it. When, if the father hears about it in the morning, the father can only be made for it that day. But later on, the father can't be made for it anymore. See, you see clearly that when the father hears about it, the hafara he's made for it has to go through straight right away. It has to be a good hafara right away. We can't say the father's made for now, and whenever later the husband hears about it, he'll take care of it later. But that's takat halacha, that once the father hears about it, so we have to take care of the neder that day. There has to be a complete hafara that day. If there's no hafara that day, then the neder automatically becomes a good neder. But kopanim, we have no proof so far if giving a get when the husband heard about it, maybe then it is called kakama. Just here we're talking about the first husband, they're not hear about it yet. Toshima, come and bring another proof. It says, Nodra boy bayoim. She made a neder that day. Girsha, and then the husband gave her a get. Ve'achzira boy, and he remarried her then. Bayoim. Is en yochel hofer. The husband cannot be made for the neder anymore. Why not? It's the same day. So Shema Mina from here should be approved clearly that Girshin kakoma domi. That since when the husband gave her a get, that's considered like he's saying, yes, I want this neder to be here. I'm being mekayim the neder. So here we have a clear raya that Gerushin is considered kakama dami. That's why it says in Yochel Ofer. So Mora says, Amri, hocha b'nesuyaskinen. Maybe over here we're talking about by nesuyin, with the husband here, that's what it says. Nodra Boivion Girishavach Zira, he can't be made for anymore. It's by Nesuyaskinan. Behind the time, you know what the reason is? The Ein Yochel Hofer Mishum, the Ein Abal Mefer Bekoidmin. It could be true. When the husband gives his wife a get, maybe that alone is not called like he was Mekayim the Neder. But Akol Ponim, once he gives her a get, he's finished. Now, next time he made Nesuyin. He remarried her and they made Nesuyin. And she first made the Neder after the Nesuyin. So Lachar is that the Baal could be made for. The whole thing by himself, when she's a Nesuyah, that's only the Dorim she made after the Nesuyin. But any Neder she made before the Nesuyin, that the husband cannot be made for by himself. That's the cloud, the Ein Baal made for the Koidman. That on the Suyin, knows when do we say that a husband could be made for the Koidman? That's only by an Arusa, or by an Oris. That since by an Oris, since they're Shutfus of the Yav, he does it together with the father, so together with the father, then we say he could be made for. Even with the Nedarim that she made beforehand. But over here, if you want to say, we're talking about there was a Nesuyin. That is when he remarried her. Now he made Nesuyin, so now that the father goes away completely, the husband has to be made for by himself. A husband could only be made for by himself in the dorm that he heard now after he made Nesuyin. So maybe that's from this brisa, that if she made a neder first in the morning, and the husband gave her a get, and then he remarried her with Nesuyin, so the father's not here anymore, he has to do everything by himself. Since he has to do it by himself, that's the klal of Ein Abal Mefer Bekoidmin. The husband cannot be made for the nedarim she made beforehand. So since the nedarim she made in the morning, like before the second kedusha, before the nesuyin, that's why she can't be made for. But again, we're not pushing the shaila. We didn't come out to a claw. What would be when the husband gives his wife a get by an oris? Is that when the husband heard about the neder, and then right away, then after that day he gave her a get? We're not sure yet if it's called kakomadomi. So we see that's called the Baal wants the neder to stay, or the Baal doesn't want it to stay. So apply it by a shayla. All right, we'll stop here.